Well, this was actually kind of funny. For my Middle Eastern class, I teach a geography of the Middle East here, and I was very sort of dissatisfied with teaching about the Arab-Israeli conflict. And I don't know what was really gnawing at me, but it was a sense that this can't be all there is to it. Israelis aren't monoliths. Palestinians aren't. There isn't just one sort of mono-Palestinian. But just like in all societies, there's different points of view, different people, different issues going on. So I must have Googled or something, you know, peace Middle East, peace Israel. However I came across it, I came across this site of Courage to Refuse. Maybe I read an article about this, these Courage to Refuse, this group of soldiers, reservists in the Israel Defense Forces. This Courage to Refuse group are soldiers who said, we will defend our country, we will stay in the military, but we will not fight in the occupied territories. We find that to be an oppressive, unjust occupation, so we won't do that. Oh, this is interesting. And up in the right-hand corner of the website, it said, click here to ask a refuser to come and speak to your community. So I, from here in Eau Claire, clicked on, yes, I'd like a refuser to come and speak. I said, can we get somebody to come and speak in Eau Claire? Well, this was intended for people within Israel who wanted a refuser to come and speak. But lo and behold, I got put in touch with a group called the Refuser Solidarity Network. And the Refuser Solidarity Network is a nonprofit organization in the United States that works with the refusers in Israel. In other words, supports them, gives them a voice here in North America, and then helps arrange some tours and so on. One thing led to another, and we had a refuser come here and speak on campus. And then since then, we've had a couple of other refusers and people with the peace movement in Israel come and speak here. Well, some things led to other things, and I was eventually asked to serve on the board of the Refuser Solidarity Network. And as a board member, I think I'm the only Goy on the board.
Goy meaning a non-Jew.
Goy meaning a non-Jew, that's right. But it has given me a great opportunity to work with the peace movement in Israel. But it's interesting because I'm working with people who are trying to create peace between Israelis and Palestinians, between Jews and Muslims. And to me, this was very similar, really parallel to my goals of creating peace between Armenians and Turks, between Christians and Muslims. I mean, to have this. And I know some of my Jewish brothers and sisters feel very uncomfortable with the work that I'm doing. And I try and make it very clear. I will stand at the front of a line protecting Jews and Jewishness just as I will, I hope, in front of any other group that is being harmed or oppressed or treated unjustly. God have mercy on me if it's anything other than that. But in working with the Refuser Solidarity Network, I have been involved with this kind of touchy subject for some people. But what is also really beautiful about it is I've then been able to return some of that to the classroom and say, you know what, there's a peace movement in Israel. We don't hear about that here in the United States. There are Jewish Israelis who will go, and if a family's house has been demolished for whatever reason, these Israeli Jews will go and rebuild their house. There are groups of Israeli Jews who will go and collect the olives that the Palestinian is unable to harvest. So this sharing of the work, almost of the burdens and the pain of each other, is another powerful example for all of us.